Jeff, you know I love my dog. My dog is a perfect prince.
Yes, he's always so happy to see me. I always love it.
He's a bright, shining ray of joy, and he's very delicate, as are all dogs. They don't seem delicate, but in the summer, they are particularly delicate. You need to watch your dogs in the heat. Make sure that they're not getting dehydrated.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're not tying them up or leaving them in a place that is too hot for them. Make sure you're testing the ground when you take them on a walk and make sure that the ground is not too hot for them. Just they're perfect princes and princesses, all of them, and just make sure that you're treating them as such in these hot summer months. And we
that's
do dinner.
Joy.
Like, we do dinner every night. You know what I mean? But that's the way we do. Anyway, this is boring white guys talk about boring white guy shit that boring white guys talk about all the time. It's also We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
This is the alternate title of our show, evidently.
I believe that's what it is.
Speaking of white guys doing dumb shit.
Yeah.
Our buddy Ben Florianzig sent another story. He's always solid
on
stories.
Ben.
Dozens treated for burns after firewalk exercise at Tony Robbins' event.
Ooh.
So I think you can see where this is headed. Tony Robbins, if you're not familiar with him, is a self-help guru.
Tony Robbins is a set of teeth.
Right, in a giant frame. Yeah.
He is the world's tallest set of teeth.
That's true. Anyway, he helps people feel good about themselves, and part of his very expensive, extraordinarily expensive weekend events...
Yeah.
Are that you walk across hot coals.
Yep. He's been a motivational speaker for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
He has multiple books out. His thing is not just feeling good about yourself, but efficiency, you know, being the best you possible. What's the best, quickest way to be the best, quickest you? And what's the way to live without fear?
Yeah.
You know, he's the biggest one of those kind of guys.
He asked people to walk across fire by, you know, believing they can and believing it won't hurt. And evidently a bunch of people burned their feet.
Sure, because it's fire and you can't walk across it and it will hurt.
I don't know how I feel about this because I also believe that I believe that people do this all the time.
They walk across fire. They do it at tons of his seminars. There are probably hundreds of people that do it safely.
Yeah.
If you do it the right way, if you do it the way he tells you, it's probably fine.
Yes.
But, you know.
But also think
it's
bullshit.
Fucking fire.
It's bullshit and it's not bullshit at the same time, I think.
Go on.
I have a unique insight into this because my wife actually went to one of these years ago as part of her corporate sort of event. Like,
sure.
Her company.
A lot of corporate retreats. They get everybody together and like, we're going to pump you up.
Yeah.
Tony Robbins.
Yeah, they did it and they paid for it and sent her there. And she did the firewalk thing. And she said it was... Actually, she got, you know, it's not a large area you need to walk over, but she said she got like, you know, 9/10 of the way to the end and then thought in her head, I can't believe this is working. And as soon as she thought that, her feet started burning and she jumped off and she has a scar on her foot now. But the whole time when they were like chanting and getting ready and she's like in her head like, ugh, and go, she's walking. There's no pain. It's fine. And as soon as she went, I can't believe this is working. It started hurting.
Now, this is a chicken and egg scenario, Jeff.
Are you calling my wife some sort of chicken egg?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm saying you're chicken egg of a wife, whatever that means. But I'm going to say it in a really horrible tone. So you think that it's a really cutting barb. You're chicken egg of a wife.
Such a chicken egg.
Here's my question. Was it the thinking, oh my God, I can't believe this is working, that made it hurt? Or... did that thought come to her when
because
her body began telling her, this is hurting us?
That's a good question.
Because in the beginning, this is probably a lot of adrenaline and fear and whatever and pushing you through. And so you're not noticing, you're so in your head, you're screaming, your head is screaming, right? Your thoughts are like, oh my God, here we go. Tons of adrenaline. You're running, you're going as quick as you can to get across this thing. It's probably hurting you and burning you, but you can't feel it.
Well, there's a funny line from this story that says he encourages people to walk at a normal, direct pace. And then the snarky person who wrote this for NBC News said, it was unclear if the pace of their walk caused the burns. like, I don't think it had anything to do with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting because you're going. Is it that you suddenly start feeling pain and then, you know, you're feeling pain? Or I do believe on some level we have the ability in our brains to control some of that.
Yes.
And there are ways to get yourself into a hypnotic state. There are ways to sort of mind over matter things.
Yes.
But I also think that most of the time when we hear about this, it's bullshit.
Not feeling an injury does not mean that the injury isn't happening.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's when you cut yourself, you know, cooking, shaving, whatever.
Right.
And you don't hurt until you look down and see the cut.
Right.
That doesn't mean the cut isn't there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean your wife didn't burn her foot.
Right.
Until she thought about whether she was going to burn her foot. It meant that she wasn't feeling it. It meant that she was directing her body's energy and attention elsewhere.
Right.
And I do think there's something to that.
I agree. I think our mind is capable of more than we think. But I also, at the same time, in parallel to that,
mm-hmm.
I think most of this kind of shit is bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, basically, what it boils down to for me is whether or not you put a metal in a certain temperature, it's going to melt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's a physical thing.
Right.
You put the human body on a certain amount of temperature, and it's
right.
going to burn. It's a physical thing. Skin
right.
is a physical thing. Our flesh is a physical thing.
Right.
It has its burning point. It's
right.
a fucking steak. Okay?
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you think to yourself, this steak will not cook.
Yeah.
It's going to fucking cook. It's a steak.
Right.
You can't change the physical properties of it.
Right.
But you can make it so it's less unpleasant for yourself. And I think that's the whole point of his shtick, right? Is like, look, the way you're thinking about the things in your life is probably affecting how you're doing them.
Yeah.
That's valid. I can follow that.
100%.
I don't, and I understand the need to end the weekend with a big affirmative, this seems almost impossible, but look
you
what we,
did a
look
thing.
What we proved.
Yeah.
This needs to be something that looks and feels impossible.
Right.
So you have this concrete experience. So when you stop thinking positively or you stop being efficient or you start getting depressed or whatever it is, you have this flashpoint moment
right.
where the physical is hooked to the emotional, is hooked to the thing that you learned.
Yeah.
And you go, no, I did this.
Right.
I know how to do this.
I definitely can relate to that.
I mean, maybe not the thing to make people do.
Maybe not. But like in my own experience, you know, running the marathon,
mm-hmm.
I always tell people
oh,
the most powerful.
God, here we go with the fucking running a marathon.
I'm just saying just the most powerful thing about
runners.
That is doing something that I didn't think I could do.
Yeah.
You know, when you accomplish something that you genuinely weren't sure you were able to do and then you did it, as you're saying, you always have that touchstone to go back to and say, yeah, I'm capable of more than maybe even I think. So I think that there's something powerful to that. But the next step along all of these self-help guru lines is like, well, now you manifest your reality, right? Which is, I'm not sure if I'm willing to take that sort of metaphysical step of like, you know, the secret, all
yeah.
that shit of like, imagine it and it will be.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of inherently knee-jerk at skepticism and calling bullshit.
Well, because it's bullshit. That's why.
Mostly because it's bullshit.
Mostly because it is bullshit.
Yeah.
It is bullshit. Just the way, just like you can't put a steak on a grill and think, don't cook.
Right.
You can't be like, well, I'm thinking that I'm going to be rich and famous, and so now I will be rich and famous because
right.
I'm putting it out into the universe that I'm going to be rich and
but
famous.
What's the difference between putting yourself in a mindset that leads you to do actions that will then lead to you being rich and famous? Like, I think there's also something about convincing yourself that
you
are.
There is a line, right?
Right.
And I think it is a fine line, right? I think there is one thing to saying, I have that shirt that I wear that everybody groans at when I wear it, but it's one of my favorite shirts. That's the Arnold Palmer quote. That's the harder I work, the harder I work, the luckier I get.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
Because that's true. If you work hard and you stay positive and you stay open to opportunities and you try not to be fearful of them, yes, you greatly enhance your chances
right.
of being successful. There is a difference between knowing that and 100% believing that just by doing that, you deserve success or are guaranteed success or success will come.
Right. No, I agree.
That's where it turns into much more of a culty thing.
Yeah.
And it turns into much more of a harmful thing.
Yeah.
Because you do hear from a lot of people that do things like this, like believe in the Tony Robbins, like Eckhart Tolle kind of thing, or transcendental meditation,
right,
or like these sort of these more culty aspects. And then 2-3 years later, they're like, I spent $43,000 on Tony Robbins seminars, and I did all this stuff, and it was the wrong thing to do. And I put all this money and time into it, and I went broke, and
nothing
ever happened.
Anything that is positioned as being a shortcut,
yeah,
as like all you have to do is X, Y, Z, instead of here are tools that help you work hard, you know,
yeah. But nobody wants to pay $8,000 to go to a camp over the weekend where a pair of teeth tells you tools to work hard,
right?
No, I don't want some fucking teeth telling me how to work hard. I'll just fucking work hard.
Yeah.
Why am I going to pay you $8,000, teeth?
Because they're giant teeth.
Because they're the keys to success. Right. Oh, the keys to success.
The teeth to success.
The
really.
Teeth to success.
The thing that I think is hilarious about this particular story is that 30 people burn their feet. So like the first 25 people that are screaming in the corner and it's your turn to walk across the...
Is this all at one seminar though, or is this...
Yeah. It said more than 30 people were treated for burns Thursday night after walking on hot coals at an event hosted by Tony Robbins.
Whoa, so this is not like over time. This is one event.
Yes.
This is at a group of this maybe 100
night.
People.
Yeah.
30. Now my question goes to this, though, because this is how this guy ends every weekend of his life, right?
Yeah.
Every weekend of Tony Robbins' life ends with people walking across hot coals.
So I guess he's got a pretty good track record then.
But that's what I'm saying. What was different? Did they use the wrong coals? Did they leave the fire going too long? Were these people just... What happened? What happened? Because this doesn't happen normally. Or does it happen normally?
It says, this wasn't the first time multiple people were hurt during one of Robbins' hot coal walks. In 2012, more than 20 people were treated for foot burns at his fire walk in San Jose, California. Many of the injuries sustained were second and third degree burns. But if you're talking about thousands of people over multiple years, I'm thinking 20 here, 30 there ain't so bad.
Sure, if we're doing numbers, but
mathematically,
yes. In terms of good business practices, should anybody who attends your seminar get third degree burns?
Probably not.
And that's why I had to stop giving my seminars.
Right.
Because 90% of the people who came to my seminars for success walked out with third degree burns.
Well, that's only because you were doing a sun staring endurance contest, which you shouldn't have done.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, and this was brought up, staring at the sun alone is not going to give you third degree burns.
No, it's just being out there, really.
Staring at the sun while surrounded by a circle of flame tied to a post.
Yeah.
That's probably going to do it, but.
But think of how accomplished you are after that.
Sure. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. And what was the point of it? I don't know. What was the lesson that was supposed to be taught? I don't know.
The lesson you learned from it is don't do that.
Yeah.
Which is a valuable lesson, I think we all learned.
The lesson I learned is that the cheapest thing you can do in life is set up a circle of flames. It costs like nothing.
It really
Fire
is.
Basically just happens.
It's so inexpensive.
And if you want to impress people, mm-hmm. there are a few ways you can do it. Fancy food,
uh-huh.
fancy venue,
right?
You know what I mean?
Fire.
Big production values.
Yeah.
Or just fucking fire.
Fire is very impressive to people.
It's very primal.
Especially when they're so close to it.
Especially when they're tied up and forced to be in the middle of it.
They get really excited.
Mm-hmm.
They get really impressed. There's a lot of shouting.
Yeah.
I think people are so super, bowled over by your level of commitment to the event, really.
And here's what we know about the three people that weren't burned alive. Number one. They have a very positive outlook on life now.
Yeah.
They have a shared experience. They're closer than they've ever been.
Right.
Two of them because they're melted together.
Right. And if they could make an expression with their face at this point, they would probably be smiling.
And most importantly, number three, they either are or aren't witches. I don't remember how that works.
Yeah.
But because you burn witches, right? But like, if those people don't burn,
right?
Wouldn't they be? It's tough to say.
It's tough to say, but it's definitive.
Either God has told us all that these people have no wickedness in them,
mm-hmm.
which was the whole point of the seminar,
right?
I think, or they're pretty much witches, and now they know about their latent magical abilities. Mm. I don't know. They won't speak to me. Not directly. Well,
they can't speak to you.
They can't speak to me.
Mostly because they have no mouths.
They do written communication. They do communicate through emails and the Stephen Hawking voice machines.
Right.
To my lawyer.
Right. Who then relays it most of the time when he's able to.
Yeah.
But most of the time, it's just a series of expletives.
And usually he says, I am not your lawyer. Don't have these people continue to call me. I don't know. Listen.
We all learned something.
Here's what I learned. I have these blackout periods, Jeff. That's what I learned.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't remember much of that weekend.
Well.
But I do know that I bought a jet ski.
And that jet ski has brought so much joy to so many people.
Yeah. Mostly me.
Yes.
And the people who think it's the people who love my sweet jet ski Snapchats.
Yeah. And that is quite a few people. And by few, I mean very, very few.
I'm living the secret. That's what I know.
Yeah.
I wanted a jet ski, and I wanted to get it specifically via the pain and suffering of others. That's what I thought. And I thought every day.
Yeah.
And then one day you blacked out. I'm going to hurt people and come away with a jet ski, yeah. is what I thought.
And then you blacked out, and the next thing you knew, riding that jet ski.
Riding that jet ski.
Getting a lot of emails from your lawyer, riding that jet ski.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And they're, you know, once again, the content of most of the emails is stop having people email me. I'm not your lawyer.
Right.
But once again, manifesting Boom. My reality.
That's great.
He's going to be my lawyer whether he likes it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to hurt him.
Real bad.
Real bad.
He knows that.
So anyway, I don't think Tony Robbins is doing anything wrong. No. I think he's stopping too short. No, I mean, I do want to know. This is kind of interesting because we are getting into the psychology of this, right?
Yeah.
There are specific events where a large portion of the people are getting burnt. And then there are events where no one's getting burnt.
Right.
What's going on, Jeff? Is it the power of positive thinking? Is it group psychology? Are the people at those events weak-willed? Or is somebody maybe fucking up the fire pit?
Maybe it's just bad technicians.
Yeah, maybe somebody is like, that fire pit's getting too hot.
Yeah.
Or we shouldn't leave that fire pit burning for this long before people walk on it. Because there is that. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right, yeah.
I want to know what's physically happening at these specific events where right. people are walking away super burned.
I bet Tony wants other to
than,
know as well.
Other than financially burned by yeah. Tony Robbins, which is yeah. how most people
Everybody
walk away.
Everybody gets burned one way or the other.
God, you know how much it costs to whiten those teeth? Every 6 months.
I mean, that alone is...
It's like a bunch of people on a billboard. You ever see people painting a billboard? Yeah, just with those yeah. giant rollers. That's yeah. what it takes.
Yeah. It's a series of dentists with rollers.
I do believe that a lot of people do need to kind of change their mindset and think more positively. I think that is sort of one means to an end. It is not the end in and of itself.
Have you ever listened to a self-help guru in any way?
I mean, I've read some Tony Robbins stuff and some yeah. of that Eckhart Tolle stuff, Dale Carnegie.
Yeah.
Like I've read that stuff, and I do think there's stuff to walk away with, right? Right.
Walk away from the fire pit.
There's stuff to walk through fire with. What I do is I strap an Eckhart Tolle book to my left foot.
There you go.
And Dale Carnegie to my right foot, and I walk across fire.
See which one burns faster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I think it's just like... In a way, it's like these people who go to pickup artist forums on the internet,
yeah.
right? Right? Where the base level of this pickup artist stuff is probably not very harmful. It's basically about like, hey, you are somebody who is too in your head,
yeah,
who cares about this too much, who is doing psychological damage to yourself just trying to find a connection and trying to find love.
Yeah.
If you could get out of your head, think about it less, and maybe just have a procedure in your head that keeps you calm, almost like a mantra.
Yeah, then you'll be pounding puss like crazy.
Then a big velvet hat, and like, dude, you just be like, bitches from here to like, no. But I think that's why people fall for this stuff, right?
Right.
It's because there probably are a lot of guys who are like, man, I just want to know how to do this just, without being clammy handed yeah. and like scared and whatever. I was like that.
Oh,
just,
sure. Me too.
You know, I yeah, think absolutely. Everybody is. And, so to find a way to find an easy shortcut to get a little better.
I'm still like that. I'm like, hi, honey. I'm your husband. If you remember, just wanted to know if you,
you're in, right?
No, I was
you just know, you're in like you're married now. She's yeah. had baby Kylo is like months away. You're in, dude.
Just wanted to make sure
I
that
think
we're
she likes
still
you.
Cool and
No, she likes you, man.
I just Your husband, if you remember, I proposed to you, remember, like that?
But I, you know, then I think you take that basic level, like, cool, you're out of your head. You're not worried about every single, you're not looking at every single social interaction like,
yeah,
I could be fucking up the one chance I have at love right now, you know?
Yeah.
So that initially is helpful. And because it's initially helpful, you get kind of like a buzz off of it and a rush off of it, right? And you're like, well, how do I get even better? How do I get even more efficient at this? Like,
yeah.
I'm thinking positively now and I'm seeing changes in my life. Can I take it up to another level? Can I pay you another $8,000 for the deeper secrets?
Right.
Can I apply this to every single aspect of my life? No, because then you're a fanatic.
Yeah.
And that's when shit gets weird and bad and wrong. So when I read something like how to make friends and influence people, how to speak in public. When I read something like how to make friends and influence people, I'm like, yeah, there's some good tips here that will make me, I have some antisocial tendencies and some, you know, some anxious tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, hey, no, dude, make eye contact. Remember to smile. Are you smiling? Yeah. Humans smile at one another.
Right.
You know, are you calling this person by their name? Try to do that instead of just dude, bro, man, whatever. Like, these are all basic things, right? But they're like these little things that help. It's when you try to take these things and make them into every single philosophy of your life and you're constantly trying to like life hack your whole life.
Right.
I hate that.
Yeah. And it gets a little weird when it gets to the point of like, well, girls like it when you do this and you touch their arm in a specific way, and it's all that shit gets weird and stupid. And it's a slippery slope with all that self-help stuff too. And it starts out being generalized and sort of, you know, helpful and positive. And then sometimes it gets into weird, as you say, culty stuff.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, in that pickup artist world that we were talking about, the end game is the dehumanization of the people that you're picking up, right? And it's thinking of people as numbers. And that's when things get, because then you're thinking about it like people who get too into working out or too into anything where it's like, how do I optimize my gains? It's like, no, you don't. These are people, you know?
Yeah.
How do I optimize my gains in life for maximum positivity? Shut up. Just be human.
So would you try to walk across coals? Would you do it?
Yes.
I would too. I'd give it a shot. Yes. I'd be scared, but I'd give it a shot.
But I'll tell you what, the moment I felt like, no, I'd just jump right off.
Yeah.
I'm not that dumb.
Yeah. I like my feet.
I love my feet.
Yeah.
But I've done dumb shit.
Yeah. I've done dumb shit.
I mean, you've gone bungee jumping and stuff. If you've gone bungee jumping, you might as well try walking across hot coals.
Yeah.
It feels like it's on the same level.
Kind of.
Kind of, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where like, if you're like, oh no, there is a little bit of danger to it, but we make sure that the pit doesn't get above this temperature. And like, that's the thing. I don't know if I would do it in a Tony Robbins, like, we're all powerful. Walk now. But if I went to a place that was like, hey, do you want to experience this? You know, almost like, like a trapeze class or like something like that, where it was like, a circus performance class. Oh, do you want to learn how to sword swallow? Do you want to learn how to walk across hot coals?
Do you want to understand the principles behind this and do it?
Here's how it works. And here's how to minimize the danger.
I think I'd still do the Tony Robbins one. I'm enough of a, I
have a feeling if you went to a Tony Robbins weekend camp.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you'd walk in a little skeptical, but I think you're the sort of person who would be really amped up by the end of the weekend.
Probably. I
think you'd go home and be like, that was weird. But I think in the moment, you'd be pretty amped up. Because you just like it when people are having fun.
I do. I enjoy parties.
Yeah, you get real
positivity.
Into it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'd get wrapped up in the enthusiasm and just be like, this is the greatest day of our lives. Let's do it.
Yeah. That's why whenever we walk by the Scientology building, I make you cross the street.
That's smart of you.
Because I think if they ever pulled you in there,
it'd be bad.
That'd be it.
I'd be jumping on couches and
shit. Do you think you have a tendency to get involved with that stuff? Group dynamic stuff?
I am inherently a skeptic. Mm-hmm. And so I come at things real skeptical, but I definitely am given to, idealism and romance with a capital R, you know, like this romantic notion of like, if we all do it together, we could do it.
Yeah.
So I think I probably am a little bit susceptible to that.
Yeah.
But I also am I'm very skeptical guy in general. And I think most shit is bullshit when it comes to like sort of extra, you know.
The more people like and try to be nice to me, the less I trust them. So I don't do really well with cult shit.
Yeah.
If I'm in a room where like everything is super positive, I'm like, what is the fucking catch here?
Yeah.
what is going on here?
Yeah.
I have got to get out of here.
Yeah.
He's like, no, man, we're all just having a good time. We really like it, and we really like you and appreciate that you're here, and you're going to do great things. Stop saying this to me.
Yeah.
I don't want this. Run!
I hope this isn't offensive to anybody, but I dated a Mormon girl for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and I went to some of their events, and I came away going, I don't believe any of this. But I could certainly understand why this is a positive thing in everybody's lives.
So I told you that I worked at a country club, the Country Club of Orlando.
Yeah.
And about a week or two in, I found out that the membership was predominantly Mormon.
Yeah.
Super nice, super friendly, super positive at all times.
Yeah.
But that's super nice, super friendly, super positive, where if you say something that kind of cut to the heart of something and was kind of like, oh, but you know that, like, this is the flip side of this.
Right. You mean you pulled an Anthony Carboni is what you're saying.
Yeah. But you know what I mean. But, like, one of those things where it's just like, hey,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, but isn't this kind of like this?
Right.
And isn't that a problem? It was the sort of positivity where they kind of blink in a robot way and reset and smile and go like, no, I don't think so.
Right.
And I'm not saying it's all like that.
Right.
But I did notice that. I mean, there's that with any kind of religion, right? Or any kind of spirituality where it's kind of like, blink, blink, smile.
I've chosen not to think about that.
Yeah. And that's wrong because I know it's wrong, and so we're moving on. Also, the Mormon Church called my friend's wife a witch and fucking banned her banned my friend's father, who was Mormon, banned him, excommunicated him.
Wow.
And branded her like some sort of witch or enemy of the church. Yikes. Like, it gets weird.
I have no doubt.
It gets weird. But
like I said, like,
I think that could be fundamentalism. There's fundamentalism in every religion.
With anybody. Yeah.
I don't know. But,
I'm just saying I understood.
Yes.
The
But positives, yes, the sitting in a circle, kumbaya, YMCA like, camp sort of vibe.
There's a thing to this that is nice.
We're tribal. We like it. We like to be with other humans, having a good time, and believing in the best. Why wouldn't we? That sounds lovely.
Sure.
It's just, you know, there's a line where you're doing that blindly, where you're doing things that are dangerous, where you're maybe not thinking about the leader's motivations.
Right.
Stuff like that. There's a Tony Robbins documentary on Netflix right now.
Oh, really?
That I have not watched yet, but it's a Netflix-produced documentary, and I'm wondering, like...
It's called The Teeth.
It's called The Teeth. It's called Teeth. Look it up. It's the thumbnail's going to look different.
Yeah, just watch it.
But just watch
it. Blindly watch it.
Just blindly watch a movie called Teeth. It's mostly Tony Robbins related. It starts out focusing on a young woman. Just ride it out.
Keep watching it.
Ride it out. There are no surprises, I promise. I'm interested to see what point of view the documentary takes and how involved he was in it.
Yeah.
Because I do think that he's a person that believes he's doing a positive thing and probably is, for the most part, doing a positive thing. I don't know, but I am inherently skeptical of any cult of personality.
Me too.
So I'm interested in watching it. Don't walk across hot coals before you find out the safety shit about walking across hot coals, guys.
I guess not.
That's
the takeaway.
It doesn't matter if somebody's told you that you're going to manifest fucking wings on your feet like Golden Age Flash.
Oh, or Namor.
It doesn't matter.
If somebody told me that, I would be in.
I've never understood the wings.
On the feet?
Yeah, they should be fins.
You'd think.
Yeah.
I think it was just that Jack Kirby really knew how to draw wings, and he's just put them on people. He put them on Cap's head.
Yeah, fins are too hard.
He put them on...
Fins, you have to draw the little fiddly edge at the end. Wings are just like a nice curve.
He put them on Cap's head. He put them on Thor's head. He put them on Namor's feet. He just put them on places.
Just put wings on places. The Jack Kirby story. Do you guys believe that these kind of things are more positive? Or do they have more negative effects? Would you walk across the coals?
Would you walk across the coals?
Have you been? Yeah, have you been to a Tony Robbins thing? How'd that work out for you? We would love to hear all of that stuff. You can send that stuff to us on Twitter. I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those wing feet. Wing feet.
Wing feet.
Wing feet. And now I'm just going to say wing feet until we disappear.